This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We are back. If you get a chance, come on by Kingside Diner. It is just amazing. And the food, which we haven't talked about, is outstanding too. But this is the most beautiful Kingside Diner in town. The sign just went up outside yesterday. So come on by. Say hello. We're overlooking Shaw Park right here.
You know what I like about it? The help, the people that work here.
Yeah.
They're on top of their game. Very friendly, came over. Mm. I know they're going to come over and talk to us because we're doing a radio show. But the way they walk and going to tables, talking to other people, is fantastic. The crew here is out of sight.
You know, Clayton on the Park, which the building we're in, man, is legendary. Great place to stay. A lot of Blues players have lived here over the course of the last
years.
A lot of Cardinal players,
almost
too.
Almost sang here one night because Steve Shankman had a club here.
And they've redone it. They redid it a few years back. They shut it down. At one point, Nutriformance, the workout place in Frontenac, had a facility here inside the building as well. My wife actually worked here at it. They had a gym. They got a club on the top floor with a swimming pool, man. This is a great, great building here in Clayton.
Seems kind of young and hip, just like Charlie, right?
That's right. Well, I am young and hip.
He tries.
Well, maybe one for two.
Don't worry about anything you can't stop, okay? That's why I don't care about age.
Whatever that means. All right, so where will you be Super Bowl Sunday? You and I were talking about a big football Cardinal Super Bowl party. You stopping by there?
I don't know. I'm going to probably stay family and friends. For the past few years, I would go to 2 and 3 parties and never got a chance to really have fun, go in and out. So I'm going to go to 2 places. I'm going to go to my nephew's and another friend's place and just cool it and meet my friend.
And where will you be watching?
To be determined. I haven't made an official decision. If I go to a Super Bowl party, then I would probably leave at halftime to come home. I like to watch the second half at home.
Absolutely.
But then you miss the halftime show. See, my wife, this is the only football game.
Gladys Knight?
Maroon 5.
Oh, wait a minute. What is Gladys? Yeah. You were upset about
the national anthem.
Yeah. You didn't like that.
Because she sides with the NFL.
But don't they have a variety of entertainers that day?
Well,
not all of them side with the NFL.
Well, she's doing the national anthem, and people are saying that they probably chose her for a reason because she's dismayed with Black Lives Matter. She doesn't like what Colin Kaepernick. She doesn't like the players kneeling down. She's old school black.
But she's also an incredible entertainer with a great voice.
But the NFL, as Andy mentioned last week, they probably did this to stick it to the Colin Kaepernick group because the question came up to Roger Goodell somewhat at the press conference. He waved over it like a magic wand. Mm-hmm. Now, Maroon 5 was supposed to have a press conference Wednesday also.
Yeah, why was that canceled?
Because they didn't want to get into that Black Lives Matter, and they were not equipped to answer any questions, so they canceled that press conference with Maroon 5. Now, is that the best you can do, put Maroon 5 at halftime?
I kind of agree
with that. Terrible.
I kind of agree with that.
Maroon 5?
I mean, you go from last year you had, what's his name, who put on one of the greatest halftime shows of all time.
Well, 2 years
Justin Timberlake, man. He was incredible.
Bruno Mars was 2 or 3 years ago.
Bruno Mars was great.
Janet Jackson has had some ones.
Wait a minute. See, Janet got railroaded.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Timberlake did the
pulled it off. Yeah.
But she's the one banned.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I don't know if she's banned, is she?
Well, yeah, well just about.
But, you know, so the halftime show.
Thank you.
This one didn't exactly light it up for me, you know, in anticipation. But getting back to your answer, we may go to a party for the first half. But this is the only football game of the year my wife will watch because she likes the commercials and all that. So this is like a national event to watch the Super Bowl. I'll be home for the second half, though.
People have called me on my show and said, one day, will the NBA ever surpass the NFL? I say no because of this one game being played right now.
You're right. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Andy's wife is not going to sit down to watch Game 5 of the Western Conference final.
No.
And neither would Monique.
No.
But now everybody will watch
Super Bowl.
But you know what she will watch a little bit is, like, if the Cardinals are in the World Series, she will pay attention a little bit to that.
You're right. Well, St. Louis. Yeah, same here.
And she'll watch a Blues playoff game for sure. If it's Game 5 of the Western Conference final. That happened a couple years ago, right? Yeah, against Chicago.
I don't know in general,
because
your wife, you know, because of you. I don't know in general if wives
if the
are
Blues
watching,
are in it, your wife wouldn't watch it?
Come on. Yeah, she would, probably would, but
reluctantly.
No, she would. I don't know if that many wives would be watching, like, the Blues and Sharks in a Game 3 in the first round of the playoffs.
I said conference final. If we're trying to compare it to the Super Bowl, then you got to go deeper in the playoffs.
Super Bowl can't compare.
Yeah.
I said World Series. I didn't say the wild card round. Okay, my wife's not watching the wild card round. She's watching the World Series.
All right.
So you're working.
Yeah, I'll be watching on an 8-inch screen. Actually, there's a room at Channel 5 that's, like, reserved for, like, meetings, and nobody goes back there, and they have really good couches. I'm going
big
back
TV.
There alone.
Let's go back there for Sports Plus.
Big TV.
That's right.
Let's
yeah,
go back
big
there.
TV, but nobody knows. It's actually a new room, and it's done for, like, for people to get away and have quiet meetings in a relaxed setting with couches and everything. I'm going back there at about as soon as I get off the set at 5:25 and bring my laptop and edit and watch and be alone.
What are you going to do?
I know.
If the trophy is awarded to Stan Kroenke.
Would you show it on your newscast?
Yeah.
Sportscast?
Yeah.
And you're
going to
be jumping for joy? Because you know the texts that are going to be coming from me. You're going to get texts, emails, pictures.
I love the fact that you're cocky about this.
Honestly,
it doesn't work out when you're cocky.
How do you honestly think this game is going to play out?
I think the Patriots are
going
to win.
I think there's too much. And I almost want Tom Brady to retire if they win.
Well, he's already on record saying there's no chance of that. You know what I like? Is in the matchup from the Patriots' perspective, is that James White is going to catch whatever the over under is on bet the over. He's going to catch 10
12 balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now I think the most interesting thing for the Rams is where is Todd Gurley, both confidence wise and health wise. Who knows how healthy Todd Gurley is right now?
What's the story with his lack of usage in last game?
He was injured.
Nobody's saying
because they're not saying
he was injured.
Had to be right. Had to be.
I mean, if you're one of the five best players in the NFL,
you're not playing C.J. Anderson the whole game and just sitting him on the sideline, right? It's not happening.
No.
They got to use both in order to have a chance to beat.
They don't
New
have
England.
To. You know, they can beat New England with
one. If they don't have their running game going somewhat, they're not going to beat.
Yeah, but
New
Todd Gurley, when he's on his game, it's just like Ezekiel Elliott. Man, he could beat them. You don't need two.
Todd Gurley's got to catch the ball too, because C.J. Anderson, as good as he is, he can't catch the ball. And Gurley, those opening moments that in that first quarter against the Saints, dropped it. His confidence was shattered, and I don't know what his injury was like.
One of the key components to this game is that New England Tom Brady has not been sacked in the playoffs. Aaron Donald may be the key. And they said sometimes with Aaron Donald, just don't block him. Let him run himself out, which is what some of the teams
have
done.
I think it's important, more important for the Rams than the Patriots to get out to an early lead. The Patriots have a better chance of coming back than the Rams do. The Rams need to get off to a lead. They fall behind early in that first quarter. And I'm not talking 9 points like they did to the New Orleans Saints, but I'm talking two touchdowns or more. That's a tough situation for the Rams to be in, considering their lack of experience, young quarterback, and a team like New England who won't stop scoring.
If you look at the past few Super Bowls, New England is a team that starts off slow.
They do.
They start slow.
I'd be surprised if they didn't. The way they're going right now in Brady's
this
mojo.
This is going to be the Gronk show. I just sense it. He hasn't had a good year. He had 3 touchdowns in the regular season. But you look at the way he's performed in the postseason and how much they're using him in the postseason, this could very well be his last game of his NFL career. I think he's going to have a monster game.
We got top 7 coming in.
Who's that?
Martin.
Oh, top 7. Show killer.
Boring.
But you agree there? I mean, so he's my pick for Super Bowl MVP, by the way, Gronk.
I'll go Brady with James White a close second. Now, if you're not – I think I've heard a little bit of you this week. You do think the Patriots are going to win.
Yeah, but at the beginning of the year, I picked the Rams to go to the Super Bowl. I really think the Patriots are going to win, so I'm going to go ahead and stick with the Rams.
You know,
not because of what my situation. I'm just going to stick with them.
You know, James White
Hello.
Is the most underrated player in the league. James White, most underrated player in the NFL. He should have been the Super Bowl MVP last year, but they lost the game. He had three touchdowns in that game. So he'll have a big game once again, but it's almost like it's just expected. He catches a lot of balls out of the backfield, short yardage, whatever. But he's a first down machine, man. I love his game. If I was any team in the National Football League, I would try to find a player who could do what James White does.
Frank, I don't know.
Hold on one second. With that said, though, I think – you know how – you have to come up with a wrinkle Super Bowl, and certainly nobody does it better than Belichick. Mm-hmm. I bet Sony Michel, who doesn't catch any balls, right. I bet they come out and they throw to him a little bit to screw things up.
They line him out wide.
Yeah.
They'll do something
crazy.
He's
going to do some wrinkles. People are going to say, what the hell?
He's damn good,
but
too.
But the Rams will be prepared.
Didn't
have
he
you seen McVay? What's his name?
Sean McVay.
His girlfriend.
Have you seen his girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see her last night?
Yeah.
Oh,
we
my
discussed
goodness
that earlier.
Gracious.
Yes. This man right behind me actually used to block for Tom Brady for 8 years with the Patriots and has a Super Bowl ring. Dan Connolly, the pride of Marquette High School.
Right.
Not many people can say that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I was with the other guy. I was with
Lawrence Maroney?
No. Grant Williams yesterday.
Yes.
The offensive lineman?
Yeah, who beat the tar out of Grant Wistrom in Super Bowl 36, and that's why the Rams signed him. He had a 10-year career. Mm-hmm. And you know what he did?
He was playing for Tennessee. He beat the crap out of Grant Wistrom?
No, he was playing for New England in Super Bowl 36.
Oh, 36.
And he beat the tar out of Grant Wistrom, and the Rams looked at that tape.
Really?
We got to have you.
Best Super Bowl finish. We did this last night ever.
Was it the Butler did it, or would it be Super Bowl 34?
Well, my best finish, because you got to put that game, you got to put Isaac Bruce there. You got to put also Tom Brady against Atlanta 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning.
You know, for a while, remember, Charlie, you know this better than anybody. Those early Super Bowls were all bust and horrible attempts and everything. And then we went through this stretch where they've all been unbelievable.
Every game the Patriots are involved, it's always a great game. Now, you mentioned the Atlanta game. Didn't they have a big delay during that game?
No, that was the 49ers and Baltimore.
Oh, that was 49ers and Baltimore.
Yeah. And Baltimore.
But, you know, I don't see that. I don't see Tom Brady having to come from behind like that. I mean, I just don't see that happening. And if they did, I'm not so sure they can come from behind the way they did a few years ago either. You know,
yeah,
I mean, they can come from behind, but not by that many points.
I'm not going to say he's the best player ever, but he's
no.
the most clutch.
Charlie, you have
he's
to.
The most
he
clutch
is,
player.
Is. He is the
he's
best
the most
quarterback.
God bless Jim Brown. You know what Jim Brown was doing at 30 years old? He was starring in movies. Mm-hmm. You know what Tom Brady's doing? He's like winning his fourth Super Bowl.
Well, he's
you
got to
put the whole thing, the longevity.
He's in the easiest conference in football.
Oh.
Nowadays, you can't even breathe on the quarterback. And he's in the
top
three.
Yeah, but not when he first came in.
See,
James Harrison.
I'm not going to say he's the best player
ever. And the guy that can, like, you know, squat like 2,000 pounds and whatever. You know, he played a long time for the Steelers, and he spent some time with the New England Patriots. I saw a fascinating interview with him yesterday, talking with Deion Sanders and LaDainian Tomlinson. It was on the NFL Network, and he didn't like Tom Brady, didn't really know Tom Brady until he signed with New England. And he could not stop raving about this guy. He said he's never seen a player prepare the way that he does and just how he galvanizes the entire team and just what a great guy. He said he's one of the best people he's ever met in his life, in his entire career, one of the most genuine, nicest people
That's
he's ever met.
That's what Randy Moss says about him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to take a short time out.
Tom's cool, man.
Dan Connolly's going to join us
when
we come
that.
Back.
He's cool.
He's
this
cool.
is the Press Box.